local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, another hot one on the way today. And then rain by the weekend. Details coming up. Kelly's got our headlines all on this hump day, Wednesday edition of Mobile Mornings. Traffic is first.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had a great start as Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers have told us accident-free conditions. Light traffic across the Bayway and the Causeway in each direction from Mobile up towards Chickasaw and Saraland. You've got no delays. Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive. They can help with those dents and dings. Stop by for a free estimate. With over 40 years' experience, Bay City Collision has a highly trained staff. Call 666-6516. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by family-owned Azalea Coffee Service, proudly serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years. Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178, 675-9178.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Here's Dr. Bill Williams' forecast on FM Talk 106.5. Today, sunny and a high near 92. Light south winds toward the morning, increasing 10 to 15 by the afternoon. Tonight, increasing clouds and a low around 74 with winds out of the south. For tomorrow, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly in the afternoon. Other than that, partly sunny at a high near 88.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
608 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Sean Dalton. Dr. Bill is out today. Now, don't, you know, you would worry Dr. Bill's out and hurricane season is right around the corner. I don't, the two are not related.
He wasn't skipping town?
It's because in the past, I know I've been doing reports with Dr. Bill, and when he was, when his funny bone was active, he'd say something like, good morning, Sean, I'm checking in from Chattanooga, when we're all waiting for a storm. I said, wait. He's not just joking. So Doc will be back with us soon, but he is out today. Kelly is here. She's got her headlines.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. This morning, Roy Moore is drawing the ire of the president's son after recently saying that he would beat Doug Jones in a Senate race if he ran. Earlier this week, reports surfaced that the former Chief Justice, a Republican, would most likely run in the next Senate race, which is 2020, in hopes of challenging current Senator Doug Jones, a Democrat. Both squared off in 2017, with Jones coming out on top as accusations of sexual misconduct swirled around Moore. This week, Moore tweeted a question asking what GOP Senate candidate Bradley Byrne was, quote, worried about, going on to say that he, quote, knows that if I run, I will beat Doug Jones. Well, that's when Donald Trump Jr. tweeted the following. You mean like last time? You're literally the only candidate who could lose a GOP seat in pro-Trump, pro-USA Alabama. Running for office should never become a business model. If you actually care about Make America Great Again more than your ego, it's time to ride off into the sunset, Judge. That tweet coming from Donald Trump Jr. Last April, 400 registered Alabama voters, they were polled and said that Moore had the highest name recognition, coming at 27%, followed by Representative Mo Brooks at 18%, followed by Representative Byrne at 13%. Alabama lawmakers zooming right along and passing a bill designed to keep us all safe on the roads. It's known as the Anti-Road Rage Act, the bill which prohibits people from driving in the left lane for more than a mile and a half on interstates without passing vehicles. Now, there are exceptions when it comes to traffic congestion, inclement weather, emergency vehicles, and when you're preparing to take a left lane exit. Retired state trooper Representative Philip Pettis, a Republican from Lauderdale County, is a sponsor of this bill. The Senate passed the measure 31-1 in a vote. It has already passed the House. The bill now heads to Governor Kay Ivey, who could sign it into law. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Okay, we'll have to talk to Jeff Poore about that coming up after 8 o'clock this morning. Donald Trump Jr. tweeting the tweet back. Not a clap back, but a tweet back.
Just the tweet back.
The tweet back at Roy Moore. And can you argue with what he said? Is that accurate or not accurate? Love to hear from you now on the text line, and we'll talk about it with Jeff coming up after 8 o'clock. That text line, 343-0106. Sports is on the way, by the way. Fantasy sports, you saw what happened with the legislation?
It's on the way to the desk.
This man is grinning right here. How many times you call Ivy's office?
No times, but I did check DraftKings and FanDuel last night.
Yeah.
They haven't started yet. No,
okay.
They're waiting.
Okay. Details of that coming up.
Hello. This is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A woman is facing serious charges more than 2 years after an 8-year-old boy died in a car crash. It happened in December 2016 on Old Pascagoula Road in Theodore. Kayla Raymond is charged with manslaughter after a grand jury indictment. Raymond was said to be high on meth, driving erratically, and crashed into an SUV. Three children were seriously injured. 8-year-old Kendall Wiseman died from his injuries. The Mobile City Council is considering revoking the license of a business on Halls Mill Road. The city says Touch of Class is licensed to be an entertainment venue. However, an investigation revealed illegal entertainment. Undercover officers say when they visited, women were seen walking around topless. When asked for dances, officers say the women got completely naked. The owner says he's done nothing wrong and plans to fight for his license. The Pensacola mother who allowed her adopted daughter to be smothered to death will spend 20 years in prison. Grace Smith was convicted of aggravated manslaughter and child abuse earlier this month. Smith's 300-pound niece sat on 9-year-old Derek and Lindsay in October 2017. Lindsay later died. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
What is all this?
My new hobby, beach fishing.
Hand me one of those gummy, wormy thingies.
I'm not leaving until I catch something fabulous and suitable for framing.
You don't actually frame a fish, you mount a fish.
You're not the boss of me.
Let me at least put some SPF 45 on you.
I'm already covered with SPF Jack Green.
Okay, I'll bite.
SPF is my stuff protection factor.
Stuff protection?
Jack Green has been in the insurance business over 30 years, and he protects all my stuff. My luxury vehicle, Reinhold's new truck, the condo. Maybe he'll insure my catch of the day.
I don't think he covers fish.
Oh, my! I've hooked something big.
I think you hooked someone.
Oh, dear.
You got that liability umbrella, right?
You betcha.
It's good.
I think I'm gonna need it.
Call Jack Green today. See how much money he can save you.
And still protect all your stuff. Ask for Jack.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile. 344-5393.
Good morning. It's 6:14 here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Looks like daily fantasy sports likely headed back to Alabama. Yesterday, the Alabama Senate passed and amended House Bill 361. That's the bill that would legalize daily fantasy sports contests like DraftKings and FanDuel in Alabama. The bill passed the House 74-22 last week. And then yesterday, Senator Arthur Orr added an amendment that will increase the tax on the contest operators from 6% to 10.5%. Now, Sean, I did a little research on taxes because daily fantasy sports is legal in 43 states. But as far as the states that touch us, Mississippi has the highest taxes of the states that touch us. They have an 8% tax on fantasy sports operators, Tennessee at 6% and Georgia at 6%. Couldn't find a great number on Florida, how much they're taxing the operators, but at 10.5%, Alabama, without a doubt, would have one of the highest taxes on fantasy sports in the nation.
That's why everything at a certain return on, well, not even investment, return back in tax money, for everything's okay at a certain level.
Yes. And anything they can get for this, anything extra, you knew they were
going to charge. So 10%, it's 0% or 1%, it's a bad, bad thing.
Right.
At 10%, 47 members of the...
We'll think about letting you operate in our state for 10% tax. And then later yesterday, the Senate voted to pass that House Bill 361. That was a vote of 22-8. Then the House voted it through again late last night. Now the bill heads to the governor's desk, where daily fantasy will again be legalized in Alabama once and if she signs that bill.
Yeah, was it really... Okay, just a history. I mean, it wasn't it was just not, there wasn't anything. It wasn't that it was legal, right? It just happened and there weren't laws to deal with it. And then Attorney General Luther Strange shut it down.
That's right.
And made it.
As more and more states, because remember, I think all 50 states banded together and said, hey, we're not getting any tax money out of these guys. And so I think every state made it illegal to operate, starting with New York and California. And then FanDuel and DraftKings began lobbying their way back into all of these states. Now 43 states have legalized daily fantasy, and Alabama looks to be the 44th, I believe.
Remember the House and the Senate. The state always wins.
State always wins. And the House, well, after they pay their 10% taxes, they will also win.
Yes.
In boxing news, Alabama's own heavyweight champion of the world, Deontay Wilder, announced last night that his next fight will be a rematch with Luis King Kong Ortiz. Wilder, who holds the WBC heavyweight title belt, is fresh off a first-round knockout of Dominique Brazil on May 18th at the Barclays Center in New York. Yesterday, Wilder wrote on social media, "To all my fans, I want to announce that Luis Ortiz and I have signed for a rematch with the date and site to be announced shortly. All of my controversial fights must get dealt with ASAP." Now, wasn't really a controversial fight. The rematch with Ortiz likely to take place in September and possibly in L.A. at the Staples Center. Wilder and Ortiz first met on March 3rd of last year at the Barclays Center, with Wilder winning by KO in the 10th round. So not sure what he means by controversial fights. He won that one going away. It's a college basketball news. Alabama redshirt senior guard Tevin Mack told the website Stadium that he plans to leave the Crimson Tide as a graduate transfer. Mack averaged 9 points per game with the Tide last year. He started 24 games, played at Texas before transferring to Tuscaloosa back in 2017. In minor league baseball last night, the Mobile Bay Bears beat the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp 2-1. Bay Bears pitcher Jeremy Beasley got the win on the mound. He threw a season-high 6 scoreless innings and only allowed 3 hits. Game 2 of the 5-game series in Jacksonville is scheduled to begin tonight at 6:35. In the major leagues, Steven Strasburg struck out 11, and his Washington Nationals beat the Atlanta Braves 5-4. Philadelphia topped St. Louis 4-3. The Mets beat the Dodgers 7-3. Miami handed San Francisco a 6th straight loss with an 11-3 win for the Marlins over the Giants. Derek Dietrich hit 3 home runs, and the Cincinnati Reds beat Pittsburgh 11-6, and Colorado beat Arizona 6-2. In the American League, the White Sox swept a doubleheader against the Kansas City Royals 2-1 and 4-3. Cleveland scored 5 runs in the 9th inning to defeat Boston 7-5. The LA Angels beat Oakland 6-4, putting an end to the A's 10-game win streak. Tampa Bay beat Toronto 3-1. Texas beat Seattle 11-4. Detroit shut out Baltimore 3-0. Houston beat the Chicago Cubs 9-6. Minnesota beat Milwaukee 5-3. And San Diego got the win over the Yankees 5-4. 6:19 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Here's Dr. Bill Williams' forecast on FM Talk 106.5. Today, sunny and a high near 92. Light south winds toward the morning, increasing 10 to 15 by the afternoon. Tonight, increasing clouds and a low around 74 with winds out of the south. For tomorrow, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly in the afternoon. Other than that, partly sunny at a high near 88.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you ready to join the growing trend of tooling around in a golf cart? Stop envying your friend's cart and missing out on the fun. Get over to Cart Doctor today. They'll help you find the cart that fits your budget and your lifestyle. Cart Doctor is the nation's award-winning Yamaha dealer, but also carries the largest selection of Star, Tomberlin, and the all-new budget-friendly Icon brand, too. Customize and modify your cart to make it as personal as you are in their full-service cart maintenance and repair shop. Bring them your idea, and they'll make it a reality. And if you're not quite ready to buy, Cart Doctor rents carts in all sizes too. Just one for short term or a whole fleet for your special event or commercial needs. So why go anywhere else? It's time. Time to enjoy the ease and versatility of a golf cart. From simple to luxurious, Tricia and Steven have exactly what you want and need. And if they don't have it, they'll get it. Visit Cart Doctor in Theodore or see all that they offer online at cartdoctor.com.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, we've had a good start so far this morning. Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear. Light traffic as you travel from Airport, Spring Hill, and Moffitt, and 65 in downtown for the George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnels. South Alabama football season tickets are now on sale. Lock in your 2019 season tickets and secure your place in history for the new Hancock Whitney Stadium for September 2020. For more information, call 4611-USA. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
621 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Sean and Dalton, Kelly, and Dr. Bill will be back with us soon. Kane is here. Hey, Scotty on the text line says, how is it not gambling and why not legalize sports books?
It's a game of skill, Scotty.
Yeah. don't overreact, Dalton. Yeah, that's the argument with this, right? Is it's not a game of chance. You have to use your skill to pick your fantasy teams. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like the fantasy leagues people do in offices, but this is just international.
Yeah, that's right. I would argue that it's a lot more like gambling at a sports book than it actually is playing a game of a fantasy game with your buddies. I think it's a little bit different. I think you'd probably have to classify both. If you're going to say that daily fantasy is a game of skill, I would argue that gambling on sports also a game of skill. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to say that daily fantasy is gambling, I also wouldn't argue with you on that.
Okay. Did you notice something here, the way they're moving this for fantasy sports? Just remember a conversation that we've had many times on the show when it came to lottery. I said they should move to legalize lotteries, plural, and let private companies move into the business. They could put their money together, risk their capital, pay a fee to operate in the state, right? Some license fee at the beginning of the year, and a percentage of earnings at the end of the year, at the end of the fiscal year. Fantasy sports, very similar. Mm-hmm. Once again, you wouldn't, if somebody said, well, the state needs to be in the business of running fantasy sports. No, the state does. That's not the job of the state.
No.
Same thing with lotteries. Why not just have the availability, the legality, it's not going anywhere this year, but if we had a constitutional amendment, change the constitution to allow private entities to run lotteries, then people, you can play to your heart's content, because people here don't care what the lottery's for. When it boils down to it, people in Montgomery do, but regular people, they wouldn't care if it financed Iran.
Right.
If they could play lottery, that's what they want.
Mm-hmm.
So let private businesses get in the business of offering the lottery. They have to be bonded, show they can pay off all this stuff. State gets the excise tax. State gets the license fee. State is not in the business of doing this.
Like you said, I agree. It's all about the money, and that's why this went through. $85,000 annual fee for those big sports books, or big daily fantasy books.
Yes.
FanDuel and DraftKings, they'll have to pay $85,000 a year, and that's on top of the 10% tax. But I'm right there with you. It's all about the moolah.
Don't you know how morality is on a scale linked to revenue to the state? It's funny what's immoral and then what becomes moral when you put a 10.5% excise tax on it. 6:23, hear more headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Apple CEO and Robertsdale native Tim Cook has made a generous donation of $25,000 to the Rod and Paula Bramblett Family Memorial Fund GoFundMe account. The Auburn alum confirmed with AL.com on Tuesday that yes, it was he that in fact made that donation. The couple, you'll recall, was killed on Saturday in a fatal car accident, and they leave behind two children. Shelby is a sophomore at Auburn University, and Joshua, he will be a 10th grade student at Auburn High School this fall. In less than 2 days, more than 2,000 people have donated more than $254,000 to that GoFundMe account. Rod Bramblett was the voice for the Auburn Tigers, having served as the primary play-by-play broadcaster for football, basketball, and baseball since 2003. And his wife, Paula, she worked for the university as well in the Office of Information Technology. A memorial service for Rod and Paula Bramblett will be held Thursday at 2 p.m. at Auburn Arena. Visitation will take place prior to the service, and that's from noon to 2 p.m., and the public is invited to attend. Calling all teachers, while you're enjoying those first few days of summer, your summer break just got better. Thanks to lawmakers in Montgomery, the Alabama House of Representatives has approved a 4% pay increase for teachers and other public school employees. This increase means that if you have your bachelor's degree, your starting pay begins at $40,873. And while the measure passed by unanimous vote, a Democratic lawmaker, Representative Given of Birmingham says that teachers deserve an even larger raise. Representatives voted 103-0 for the pay raise bill, and the House of Representatives also voted 99-0 for the education budget. The pay raise bill now heads to Governor Kay Ivey's desk for her signature. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
You see, with that raise, puts Alabama teachers that starting wage over $40,000, which is going to be more than Florida, Mississippi, Georgia, and maybe Tennessee. I'm not sure about the Tennessee part, but and number one, good for Alabama teachers. As I use this as the blood over the door, I'm married to a retired. I thought temporarily retired Mobile County educator, but decades have gone by. The missus, a Mobile County teacher, mm-hmm. was. I get it. I spent, you know, many hours and many of our very few dollars when we were a young couple working on our classroom because there weren't enough supplies. I get it. I understand what the teachers go through. But I want to point out then, next time we're told, this goes back to whatever revenue question comes up, and they say money has to go into the ETF because we don't have the money. If we have teachers paid, and I want them to be paid at a good wage so we can recruit great teachers, I think that's important. After that, we're spending a decent amount of money on the students, and we have great teachers. If the education outcome is not any better, then where is the problem? The problem may be with the children. Mm-hmm. Oh, nobody would say that. Be horrible to say. In saying that, meaning that the parents aren't, there's something missing. If we do what we can for schools, and we can always make them better, and we do what they're doing right now, which is right and correct, making sure we compensate teachers to get the best teachers in the mix, at that point, then if we don't get the results, don't we have to ask the question, is there something else we could do here better than what we're doing now? Maybe it's not dollars every time. And so when the argument's made that, oh, the general fund can't get that money from the lottery or whatever thing they come up with, it needs to go to ETF, well, maybe it doesn't. Well, we have a phone line, a text line, 343-0106. We'll talk about that with you on the text line and coming up after 8 o'clock. On the way, we'll check in with News 5 and get you your forecast coming up.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man accused of shooting and killing his father will be in court for a bond hearing today. 29-year-old William Browning is charged with murder. The crime happened Sunday night at a home on Richmond Avenue. Browning allegedly shot his father, Frank, with a .22 caliber rifle. Witnesses told investigators the two men had been arguing prior to the shooting. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office has released surveillance video that shows suspects in the act of robbing the Grand Bay Waffle House restaurant, forcing employees to strip down. They were then forced into a back room at gunpoint. The robbery happened about 4 o'clock in the morning last Friday. Investigators are hoping the video will help identify the robbers. You can see it at WKRG.com. A woman killed in a drive-by shooting outside the Platinum Club in Pensacola early Monday morning has been identified. Police say 20-year-old Elizabeth Harris was not the intended target. Another man was shot in the leg. Police say more than 40 shots were fired from three different weapons. The search for the gunman continues this morning. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Get out of that long boat ramp line and head to Yellowhammer Fishing, Mobile's only local kayak and paddleboard dealer. Kayaks and fishing accessories for our local waterways. Open now in Theodore, next to Hood's, or see all the brands at Yellowhammer Fishing on Facebook.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-70. 365. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
It's a new economy. We're in a no-joke, take-no-prisoners economy. You must use your best tactics to ensure your business continues to grow. This is Lauren Cabanis with the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. An advertising campaign on FM Talk 106.5 will deliver your message to a loyal audience of Mobile and Baldwin County adults with higher household income and education. Call me at 344-1065 extension 18 and I'll help design a plan to efficiently and effectively promote your business and increase your sales.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
About 20 tornadoes tore through Kansas last night, destroying homes and injuring at least a dozen people in Lawrence. Tornadoes also confirmed in eastern Pennsylvania, with homes damaged there. 30 million people under threat of severe weather today in a band of storms stretching from northern Texas north to Chicago and east to New York City. The state of Oklahoma has opened its opioid addiction case against drug maker Johnson & Johnson, with state lawyers saying the company extensively marketed highly addictive opioids for years by overstating their effectiveness and underplaying the risk of addiction. Jean Cazares is covering the trial.
Oklahoma said yesterday that this is the worst man-made disaster ever in this country, and especially in the state of Oklahoma.
The Navy says it is reviewing whether service members violated Department of Defense policy by wearing a uniform patch with the likeness of President Trump and the words "Make Air Crews Great Again" during the president's visit to their ship in Japan. Dow futures down 152 points. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Drug makers being sued by Oklahoma for fueling opioid addiction say the products they manufactured were heavily regulated by state and federal agencies and addressed an important need for pain management. Attorneys for Johnson & Johnson's Janssen Pharmaceutical Unit gave opening statements yesterday in the nation's first state trial against drug makers blamed for the opioid crisis. Oklahoma Attorney General Mike Hunter says the drugs led to the nation's worst man-made public health crisis. Chinese travel to the U.S. is falling after more than a decade of rapid growth, and that has cities, malls, and other tourist spots scrambling to reverse the trend. Travel from China to the U.S. fell 5.7% in 2018 to 2.9 million visitors. It was the first time since 2003 that Chinese travel to the U.S. slipped from the prior year. Crude oil sharply lower, down $1.21 at $57.93 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures are moderately lower. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Oh no, we're out of coffee again. Wait, was it my turn to pick it up?
Azalea Coffee Service ensures you have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. Whether your business needs a coffee service or an upgrade from your current service, family-owned Azalea Coffee Service is proud to have served Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years and understand the value of customer relationships. For complete coffee, water, and vending services, call Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, I'm going to pinch hit for Dr. Bill this morning, but let me take a second, too, and tell you all about Azalea City Coffee Service. We went light years ahead. Dalton's taking a big sip of which one? What is that? Which one?
I think this is the donut shop.
The donut shop.
Yes.
See, I mean, we have like, you have to ask, you should just be, you had coffee around here. Now we have all the different kinds of coffee. I'm a fan of tea. Mm-hmm. So tea, I can pop in the Keurig, or we got the big industrial coffee system to make many pots of coffee for our sales department back there.
And they make many pots.
Yes, they do. And listen, upgrade in the biggest way your coffee service at your business with the crew from Azalea City Coffee. They have made a big difference around here. All right, forecast-wise, Dr. Bill will be back with us very soon, we hope. For today, sunny with a high near 90, light south wind throughout the morning into the afternoon, increasing 10 to 15. Tonight, increasing clouds, a low around 74. Now, tomorrow, the rain moves back into the forecast for the first time in probably, 10 days or so? 30% chance at showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon tomorrow. Partly sunny and a high near 88. Tomorrow night, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. And for Friday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. And that chance of rain continues through the weekend as the temperatures start to come down a little bit from those high temps, 94, 95, that we had down to right around 90. All right, 6:36, we'll check traffic with Kane next.
Lordy, look who's
40. Franklin's Starter and Alternator is having a birthday. Conveniently located at exit 13 off I-10. Your starter, alternator, radiator, or DC motor can be dropped off for quick and competent service. Commercial accounts can expect a prompt pickup and timely return of your repaired or replaced motor. Service on the weekends is also available if you call Franklin Starter and Alternator at 251-653-0067.
Are you persuasive? Are you persistent? Are you prepared? Those three qualities will help go a long way as an account manager with FM Talk 106.5. It's an opportunity to get out of the office and work with local businesses, helping them expand their marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with you if you're not, training you in radio advertising. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, a couple accidents we've got have been moved into parking lots. Good ride so far as you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway. No new accidents and a smooth ride through Mobile. If you're traveling from Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland, still no major backups or delays. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery, available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery at PittsandSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane on the way in this morning with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
6:38, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. We'll get to our news partner's story about the strip club shutdown on Halls Mill in just a second, with audio from yesterday's city council meeting that is like immediately came out of the city council meeting and went straight into our archives.
That's
around
right
here. We'll get that story coming up in just a second. Right now, more headlines with Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. In less than 24 hours, an Alabama inmate is set to die by lethal injection. But that did not stop Christopher Lee Price of informing the courts that he planned to challenge a lower court decision which was issued on Sunday. His hopes were that the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals would block his execution. But U.S. District Judge Christy DuBose refused to block the execution. She ruled that his latest attempt to postpone death was similar to previous challenges. Price is set to die for his role in the death of Pastor Bill Lynn in Fayette County in 1991. A second man pleaded guilty, and he was sentenced to life. A federal judge did stay Price's execution in April after he challenged Alabama's lethal injection procedure. The Supreme Court ruled 5-4 to allow the execution, but that midnight death warrant expired. 6 months. That's how much time a California businessman will spend in federal prison for conspiring to bribe the former majority leader of the Alabama House of Representatives, Mickey Hammond. G. Ford Gilbert is 71 years old, and he paid former Alabama House Majority Leader Hammond $2,000 to garner support for a bill that would force Blue Cross Blue Shield of Alabama to cover diabetes treatment, which was provided by his company, Trina Health. Well, that bill died in the 2016 legislative session after failing to advance out of committee.
Hammond pleaded guilty to mail fraud in an unrelated case, and he served 3 months in prison. Gilbert is from Carmichael, California, and he pleaded guilty to conspiring to commit bribery of a state official last January. Gilbert has been sentenced to 6 months in federal prison and 6 months of home detention. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Old Time Feed has a safe and effective solution to your mosquito problem without dangerous chemicals. Old Time Feed's customers have raved about the Spartan Mosquito Eradicator, the all-natural, incredibly effective, and easy mosquito kit invented by a Mississippian who knows about the Gulf Coast mosquito problem. Simply fill two traps that attracts the female biting mosquito and hang in two corners of your yard. She drinks the yeast solution and dies. Lasts 90 days too. Say bye-bye mosquitoes. Get it for the best price at Old Time Feed in Fairfield. Hope.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
All right, 641 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. Sean and Dalton also came with our traffic, and Kelly's got our headlines. And stripping news, stripping in the news. And there's that one serious story where there's a robbery at a Waffle House and they had the people strip. Those people were not wanting to strip. Then there's a story about touch of class.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, they lost me here. If you're going to do a strip club and touch of class, use a K instead of a C. misspelled class. We've seen that, right? So touch of class there on Halls Mill, the subject of Mobile City Council meeting yesterday. I want to point out a couple things before we get into the story. Well, just one that's really important to me and my friends at MPD. Eight of y'all?
Mm-hmm.
Eight of y'all.
On three occasions.
It looks like eight police officers visited the strip club three different times. So that would be, as they talk about man days or woman day, 24 interactions at the strip club to make this case. Eight officers visited the club three different times. Wonder how hard it was to get a detail to volunteer for that. All right, here's a story from last night at WKRG.
6 o'clock, the city of Mobile may strip a business of its license, all because of the stripping going on inside. The city says women there are bearing way more than they should. News 5's Nicholas Schleisman is live at the venue on Halls Mill Road with the details.
Yeah, Pete. So Mobile Vice officials told the city council today that they have been investigating touch of class since February, and they say that the business is not operating as its license says it will and is a strip club.
I understand that, you know, this business is frowned upon.
A fight?
By everyone. But it is a legal business.
Over zoning.
There's nothing near me. Nothing. It's all industrial.
The owner of Touch of Class says his business is allowed to be where it is on Halls Mill Road.
We're not hurting anybody. My place is zoned. That, like I said, in the only residential zoning in the area is a wooded area.
But the city says the business is licensed to be an entertainment venue, meaning they're allowed to host things like comedy shows and dance recitals.
This is irresponsible ownership.
An undercover investigation found that wasn't the case.
We wonder what was going on there, and we were told by his website that he had dancing going on there, which he wasn't licensed for.
Vice officers told city council today undercover officers visited Touch of Class three different times over the past 4 months.
All three times they were discovered doing just completely illegal, not permitted, but completely illegal activities.
During that time, officers say they found women walking around topless and would ask the women there for dances. The women would get fully undressed, which is against the law in Mobile.
Whether you have an adult entertainment license or not, no one is allowed to dance completely nude anywhere.
But the business owner maintains he's done nothing wrong. He plans to fight this.
I guess I'm gonna try to find another business that is accepted by everyone and fight this one in civil court.
And City Council has not yet decided if they will revoke the business's license. Reporting live on Halls Mill Road, Nicolette Schleisman, WKRG News 5.
All right. Thank you, Nicolette. So many takeaways, so many discussion items. You can't anywhere, a city official saying you can't dance nude anywhere in town. I would argue there's violation of that going on, and all kind of like this morning, if somebody's got their song on, mm-hmm. they're heading to the shower or from the shower, maybe they're a morning person, maybe they're dancing in the nude. Is there going to be a enforcement on that law?
Good question.
And then they said, you know, oh, they were completely nude. What they mean is, and schools, nobody's in school right now, they're mm-hmm. not commuting, they mean pasties.
Right.
Pasty. Which is like, it's like something out of a Jonathan Swift satire
that you would
somehow change whether somebody is stripping or not because there's pasties. It is ridiculousness. either do the stripping or don't do the stripping.
Well, let's look into this a little bit. They said that they were licensed for comedy shows and dance recitals. Mm-hmm. Well, who's to say that isn't a dance recital, what they're doing?
Or a comedy show,
maybe the strippers are funny. Maybe it is a comedy show. Now, when I first heard that Touch of Class was going in on Halls Mill Road, mm-hmm. first off, I was wondering, all right, which of these buildings would be Touch of Class? Took me quite a while to figure out.
Oh, you travel back quite a bit coming to go into the house.
I drive Halls Mill a lot, and I said, oh, that's Touch of Class as I drove by. Right. And I realized, you know, there's a soccer complex going on out there. They're putting a soccer complex in. Just had groundbreaking last mm-hmm. week. Just happens to be going across the road from Touch of
you
Class.
You don't think that there's more attention and surveillance there because of the soccer complex?
I don't know. It's a big deal. Lots of money going into the soccer complex. Not sure you'd want Touch of Class nearby.
Not spelled with a C. I mean, they've had a K and then like some looks like some asterisks or something floating over the top of it and an airbrush, then it'd be all right. We'll be right back.
When it gets so hot, the end of the day, you may find your clothes getting in the way. If a pretty dress hides your true desire, fold it nice and slow, throw it.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A woman is facing serious charges more than 2 years after an 8-year-old boy died in a car crash. It happened in December 2016 on Old Pascagoula Road in Theodore. Kayla Raymond is charged with manslaughter after a grand jury indictment. Raymond was said to be high on meth, driving erratically, and crashed into an SUV. Three children were seriously injured. 8-year-old Kendall Wiseman died from his injuries. The Mobile City Council is considering revoking the license of a business on Halls Mill Road. The city says Touch of Class is licensed to be an entertainment venue. However, an investigation revealed illegal entertainment. Undercover officers say when they visited, women were seen walking around topless. When asked for dances, officers say the women got completely naked. The owner says he's done nothing wrong and plans to fight for his license. The Pensacola mother who allowed her adopted daughter to be smothered to death will spend 20 years in prison. Grace Smith was convicted of aggravated manslaughter and child abuse earlier this month. Smith's 300-pound niece sat on 9-year-old Derek and Lindsay in October 2017. Lindsay later died. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Daily Fantasy Sports is likely headed back to Alabama. Tuscaloosa's heavyweight champion of the world names his next opponent, and an Alabama basketball player announces his departure. 10 minutes till 7 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Yesterday, the Alabama Senate passed an amended House Bill 361. That's a bill that would legalize daily fantasy sports contests like DraftKings and FanDuel here in Alabama. The bill passed the House 74-22 last week. Then Senator Arthur Orr added an amendment that will increase the tax on the contest operators from 6% to 10.5%. Later yesterday, the Senate voted to pass House Bill 361 with that amendment. They voted it yes, 22-8, and then the House voted it through again late last night. Now the bill heads to the governor's desk, where daily fantasy will again be legalized in Alabama once and if Governor Ivey signs. In boxing news, Alabama's own heavyweight champion of the world, Deontay Wilder, announced last night that his next fight will be a rematch with Luis King Kong Ortiz. Wilder, who holds the WBC heavyweight title belt, is fresh off a first-round knockout of Dominique Brazil on May the 18th at the Barclays Center in New York. Wilder wrote on social media yesterday, "To all my fans, I want to announce that Luis Ortiz and I have signed for a rematch with the date and site to be announced shortly. The rematch with Ortiz is likely to take place in September and possibly in Los Angeles at the Staples Center." Wilder and Ortiz first met on March 3rd of last year at the Barclays Center, with Wilder winning by knockout in the 10th round. In some college basketball news, Alabama redshirt senior guard Tevin Mack told the website Stadium that he plans to leave the Crimson Tide as a graduate transfer. Mack averaged 9 points per game with the Tide last season and started 24 games. He played at Texas before transferring to Tuscaloosa in 2017. In minor league baseball last night, the Mobile Bay Bears beat the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp 2-1. Bay Bears pitcher Jeremy Beasley got the win on the mound. He threw a season-high 6 scoreless innings and only allowed 3 hits. Game 2 of the 5-game series in Jacksonville, scheduled to begin tonight at 6:35. In the major leagues, Steven Strasburg struck out 11, and his Washington Nationals beat the Atlanta Braves 5-4. Philadelphia topped St. Louis 4-3. The Mets beat the Dodgers 7-3. Miami handed San Francisco a 6th straight loss with an 11-3 win for the Marlins. Derek Dietrich hit 3 home runs, and the Cincinnati Reds beat Pittsburgh 11-6, and Colorado beat Arizona 6-2. In the American League, the White Sox swept a doubleheader against the Kansas City Royals 2-1 and 4-3. Cleveland scored 5 runs in the 9th inning to defeat Boston 7-5. The LA Angels beat Oakland 6-4, snapping the A's 10-game win streak. Tampa Bay beat Toronto 3-1. Texas beat Seattle 11-4. Detroit shut out Baltimore 3-0. Houston beat the Chicago Cubs 9-6. Minnesota beat Milwaukee 5-3. And San Diego beat the Yankees 5-4. It's 6:53 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lagniappe Nappy Award winner for Best Burger, and nominee for the 2019 Nappy Award for Best Burger. You can vote now through June the 2nd at votenappies.com, and you'll always find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, we've had a great ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Government 65, seeing a little bit of backup, but that's about it. Accident-free conditions continue. Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers do have radar as well near Tillman's Corner and Theodore on I-10, all the way out towards Grand Bay Wilmer Road, so watch your speed. This Saturday night at Mobile International Speedway, the madness begins with 4 classes of racing, plus spectator racing and 2-car chain racing at MobileSpeedway.net. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update brought to you by Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops. Their certified technicians are trained to restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at ProfessionalCollision.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Here's Dr. Bill Williams' forecast on FM Talk 106.5. Today, sunny and a high near 92. Light south winds toward the morning, increasing 10 to 15 by the afternoon. Tonight, increasing clouds and a low around 74 with winds out of the south. For tomorrow, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly in the afternoon. Other than that, partly sunny at a high near 88.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Welcome to Professional Collision.
Hi, I need help. I was driving my dad's car, and then this other car came out of nowhere, and...
That's a pretty big dent there.
Can you fix it before he gets back in town?
Sure, but how are you going to pay for it?
My dad's credit card?
Okay, young lady, we got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more.
All right, President Trump now tweeting about Roy Moore. We'll get to that in just a second. It was Donald Trump Jr. first, now the president on that. Right now, let's catch more headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. News out of Baldwin County this morning as a 29-year-old mother, Jordan Rice, has been indicted by a Baldwin County grand jury after being arrested and charged with aggravated child abuse of her 13-month-old daughter. She's also been charged with capital murder and aggravated child abuse resulting in the death of daughter Violet Rice. According to the grand jury, Jordan, quote, being a responsible person, did willfully abuse, cruelly beat, or otherwise willfully maltreat VR, a child under 6 years of age, resulting in serious physical injury of the child. The grand jury also charged the father, Robert Rice, with manslaughter and aggravated child abuse. A warrant was issued for his arrest on May 17th with bond set at $100,000 on each charge. As for Jordan, she had two other children living in that RV at the time of Violet's death. Police observed maggots, dirty diapers, piles of unclean dishes, standing water in the bathtub and sink, and even condoms inside of that camper. The two other children, ages 3 and 6, they were taken to child care services the night of Violet's death. Jordan's being held without bond on the capital murder charge. However, on the count of aggravated child abuse, that bond has been set at $100,000. CSX Transportation has announced they're increasing the maximum speeds of trains from 25 miles per hour to 40 miles per hour on tracks between Waycross, Georgia and Montgomery, Alabama, beginning June 1st. The route includes cities like Troy, Ozark, and Dothan and covers some 260 miles. The increase means reduced wait times for motorists at intersections and is designed to improve rail operations, but the average length of CSX trains will also increase. In 2018, Alabama ranked 8th in the number of highway rail grade collisions. The state had 81 collisions last year, accounting for 12 deaths and 39 injuries. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. And Dalton, President Trump had what to tweet?
Yeah, he says Republicans can't allow themselves to again lose the Senate seat in the great state of Alabama. This time it'll be for 6 years, not just 2. He says, I have nothing against Roy Moore, and unlike many other Republican leaders, wanted him to win, but he did not and probably won't. If Alabama does not elect a Republican to the Senate in 2020, many of the incredible gains that we have made during my presidency may be lost, including our pro-life victories. Roy Moore cannot win, and the consequences will be devastating, judges and Supreme Court justices.
I'd like to hear from y'all. What do you think? If you are a Roy Moore supporter and a President Trump supporter, how does that sit with you this morning? We'll talk about that coming up. Of course, because he's the name that people have talked about. Would they get in? If you see the link I put up on Facebook yesterday, I was on Guerrilla Politics, the TV show, the Alabama TV show, over the weekend with Dale Jackson, the story station from up in Huntsville, WAAY does the show, and they were asking me about the Senate race and then what it meant for AL1 and the AL1 race. And, you know, one of those names that you got to bring in the mix is Roy Moore. What does it mean when Roy Moore gets in? What does it mean for the other candidates who are already in? What lane is he in? Well, the question is, maybe will he get in now? Will he be motivated to do it? Or is he going to step down because of the precedent? We'll talk more about that on the text line. And, of course, with you after 8 o'clock at 343-0106.